This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Author Gene Lewis is with us. Survival of the Slickest. And, Gene, you've got on your website a way that you can read part of your book. And if you'd like, you can order it on Amazon.com. I have a copy of the book. Gene, I was just thinking about, I just wrote a couple names, a few names down as the intro was running for this segment. And so we have people who are USA Prepares instructors who've been arrested. I've got six names right here. We've got Associate Justice Michael Parsons. He's in jail right now. Jeffrey Deskovic, we mentioned him previously. Steve Engel, cops showed up at his door at night, on the weekend, after midnight. He looks out the window, he sees it's the cops. So he's got his .45 in his right hand, transfers it to his left hand, opens the door to find out what's going on, why the cops are at his door. And the cops point a gun right in his face, say, and tell him to drop his gun. He's holding it by the muzzle, pointed straight up in his left hand. He can't shoot it in that position. The cops put a gun in his face, slam him down, beat him up. He ends up in the hospital. Now he's charged with assault on two police officers with a deadly weapon. Okay, then you have Bob Estep, who was tased by a cop in Sparta, Missouri, the city of Sparta. He was in his car. He was tased in his car by a cop who pulled him over, suspecting him of driving under the influence. Cop tases him, paralyzes him. He beats him, arrests him, takes him to for a DUI test, finds out, well, nothing in his system. And then we have Michael W. I don't know if you want to mention his name. He's one of our meetup group. He was just arrested. And then you have another Michael who comes to the meetup, and he was arrested. So that's six of us.
Wow, six an exclusive group, huh?
And then the cops came after me and told me that I went to an event a couple times in Springfield. I paid my $10, showed up at a preparedness event. It wasn't ours. And, you know, I was dressed nicely, and the cops came, and they asked me if I was Mr. Finelli, and I said, yeah, what's up? And they told me that I had to leave, and I said, or what? They said, or you'll go to jail. So I don't know what in the heck is our problem. I guess we just don't take direction well, and these guys in these clown suits just don't like the fact that we don't submit easily to their abuses.
Well, and you know, we're talking about people who are pretty much innocent. We're not talking about people who are going around and with a baseball bat and just breaking windows and destroying people. And we're not talking about people who are even going around inciting riot or calling other people names. We're talking about some pretty good people, some kind people.
Yeah, you got a chance to meet the Beninati family. There's seven of us, because he was arrested, Jeremy Beninati. Yeah, he was on his own property. And some jerk called, his neighbor called Child Protective Services. And then they called 911. And then the cops show up and they aim their AR-15s at Jeremy Beninati. His back is turned toward them, and the cops pull their rifles on him. I mean, really? Well, let me ask you. You met the Beninatis. What did they look like? They were violent. Did they look like they were thugs, or did they look like the rest of us?
Well, you know, I listen to them. Obviously, I don't have any other details other than what I heard. But what they said sounds plausible. And there used to be a day when we had a right to private property, when we had constitutional protections in the Bill of Rights for private property. They're all gone, but there used to be a day that we had that, and it was in my lifetime. So there are no constitutional protections anymore, and how can you own property if the very people who are supposed to protect that property are not doing it? By the way, I'll say one quick thing here about that. There is no duty of police to protect you. And there was a court decision, which I don't have in front of me, that basically said, you know, the police have no duty to protect you. So if something happens to you while you're waiting for them to help you, it doesn't matter. I mean, they're not liable for it. And so if they have no duty, why... What do we need them for? If you hire a private security company, they do have a duty. And if they don't try to protect you, you can drag them into court on a civil suit anyway. But you can't do that with the government, because government has no duty to protect you. And that right there, I guess, says a lot. So,
all right, let me add an exclamation point to what you just said, if I may, Gene. Mrs. Finelli and I were at a gun show in Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, and I thought that the ideal handgun for my wife was a Para Ordnance LDA in .45 ACP. So it's a .45 light double action .45. Looks like a 1911, in case you're wondering, class. And so we were looking for one, and I wanted her to feel every single handgun that, you know, she might like. So we looked at revolvers, we looked at everything you possibly think of, and pulling back the slide and so forth. And there was a guy there who was walking around with this unusual semi, not rare, but there aren't a lot of these Para Ordnance LDAs in .45 ACP. And there was a guy that was selling one. And he had blue jeans on, and I said to him, would you mind showing that to my wife? And he thought that was really unusual that I would say that, because normally it's the wife saying, could my husband look at that? So he said, sure. And he said to me that he was a cop. He was a cop in Virginia, and he was selling this for somebody else, which really made me suspect of it. I didn't know if it was a setup or what. And he said to my wife, look, We don't have any obligation to protect you. You need to have your own protection. You need to have a gun. And he said, and don't put it in your pocketbook, because if it's in your pocketbook and your pocketbook strap is over your shoulder, somebody can come from behind you, grab your pocketbooks. Now they have your gun, your wallet, your license, your money, everything. He said, you need it on your person. You need to have it in a holster on your body. And he said, and we don't have any responsibility or duty to protect you. You've got to do it yourself. So what I'm saying is, he said exactly that. Now, we didn't purchase that from him, because we really thought it was very unusual, because he was selling it for someone else. Huh. And if he were not the owner of it, and if he weren't selling it as an individual, we weren't going to buy it from him as an individual. And you don't need to have a registration to buy a handgun from, you know, an individual. But we thought, really, this didn't seem quite right, so we didn't do it. Anyway, he said that they have no obligation or duty.
Yeah, but look at the situation. They so you have this group of people, this group of thugs that steal money from you, and they call it taxes to make it sound neat. And so they steal this money from you, and now they're not required to provide there's no liability on their part. No requirement on their part to do anything. So I guess that's true about all thieves, I guess. Thieves don't have to be accountable. So, by the way, I just want to say one other thing. There's not only criminal problems like we're talking about, or government problems. And that's right, I'm calling somebody's government actions as criminal. We not only have those, there's also a lot of civil things. Anybody can sue anyone else. And there's a lot of terror in back of that because you have a lot of frivolous lawsuits going on in court. Frivolous meaning lawsuits with no merit. No merit from the point of view of natural law or God's law, and no merit from the point of even the law that we were provided by man. And so anybody could be sued by anyone else. And when someone is sued, they still have to defend themselves in court. And it's really tough. So hopefully we can talk about some of these ways to try to at least hold our ground.
Let's do that right now.
Okay. So you were mentioning earlier on in this broadcast about telling this policeman or telling this mayor in Lebanon that you were going to expose his practices to the entire world. Expose the policeman to the world. Okay, great. Okay, so there's the first, I would say there is one of the first things that you should keep in mind. Now, all of these tools are available to use, and there's a lot more than we're going to be able to talk about that I even know about, that you even know about. But they're tools. And just because you have 16 different types of screwdrivers in your toolkit and 7 different types of soldering irons and a lot of other different types of hammers and such does not mean you have to use them all or that it's even going to help if you use them all. So having these tools available is the most important thing, and knowing that they're available is the most important thing. So the first one that I would say is based on what you spoke about is shine the light. And anything that you can do to shine the light, and remember that pretty much as a basic theorem, as a basic strategy that you should be thinking of at all time, that you want to shine the light on these people. You want to get these cockroaches out into the sunlight and then just let them be exposed. And there's a lot of scare involved in that. And we're seeing that today in what's going on in the political world. You know, there's a lot of light shining going on, and the cockroaches are starting to rustle around.
Gene, so, you know, the Beninati family, we shined the light on the prosecutor, and we gave out the name of the alleged state representative, Tony Duggar. We gave out his phone number in Wright County, Missouri. And do you know that that prosecutor removed himself from the case because one of our instructors, well, we shined the light, and one of our instructors called from Kansas City. And he said, tell you what, I'm going to make this guy an offer. We're going to let him keep his job as a prosecutor for now. But if he doesn't drop this by Friday, what we're going to do is expose him and his mother of criminal activity. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Joe Acapenti. And the prosecutor backed out. By now, you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now.
now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Gene Lewis is with us today, and I know Gene Lewis. I've spent a lot of time with him at the meetups. And if you'd like to get a copy of his book, you can go to Amazon.com and you can type in Survival of the Slickest or Gene Lewis, L-O-U-I-S. Gene, we're talking about the tools yep. for fighting back. Can we spend a little bit of time on, where would you like to start, public service?
Service, can we say a little more about Shine the Light or about the Beninati?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
now that,
sure.
Now they had indicated to me when I was at the meetup that they had hired a lawyer and we should really not interfere with anything a lawyer wants to do. So what could we do? And by the way, the reason you don't want to interfere is because they're paying this guy money. You don't want to do anything that's going to cause them to have to spend any more money than they would be. And if they decided to do it in a different way, then, you know, they could be helped in a different way. But, and then, so they have a lawyer, but you don't have to, go to this guy and tell him what to do or try to give him any ideas or try to put some ideas in his mind. One of the things that you could do is, if a judge is ever assigned, and by the way, if the prosecutor resigned, there might not be another prosecutor, and hopefully there's not. But if there is,
well, there is one. There is one,
there,
but she's new. And not only is she a new one, she's new to being a prosecutor. She's only done it for a couple months, And the interesting thing is that she was prosecuting sexual crimes, of which the guy who called Child Protective Services and 911 on the Beninatis, and also the Beninatis' neighbor, I've heard is allegedly a sexual criminal. So this would not bode well for him. So there's a good chance that the county may say, this isn't worth it. We'll just forget the whole thing, which would be nice.
Yeah, okay. And by the way, putting up resistance and causing them to have to spend a lot of money that they don't want to show on the books is really another tactic. That's another tool. Now, it's going to cost you time also. But if your time is basically just writing letters and spilling the beans, it's actually costing them more than you. And keep in mind that if the taxpayers start to say, hey, what are you doing this about? The taxpayers are going to say, well, let's throw the bums out if they're going to waste the money on these things. So shining the light there is a good thing. Another thing that could be done is that, I assume then that there will be a judge assigned, if not yet. And people who know the Beninatis and know the situation could actually write a letter to the judge and just tell the judge, I don't see anything here that seems to make sense. And I just want to say that I stick up for these people. I've known them for so many years or whatever, and they're good people or something like that. So you become a friend of the court and you write a letter to the judge and he'll put that in the file. You don't have to go through anybody's attorney. You're doing this on your own. I guess those are just two things. Now you said you wanted to.
We're going to court. we're going to the hearing. There are about 20 something of us who are going to attend, and we're going to take notes.
Oh, is that still May 5th?
Well, I don't know the new date. I don't know.
I'll wait as soon as
I hear.
Yeah, I'm on the mailing list there, so I assume I'll hear too. And I just want to say one thing that I spoke to Vince about last night. And when you go in the court, and of course, if they're listening, it doesn't really matter because they're going to find out anyway when we're there. And when we say we're there, I'm going to try to be there too. As many people who are willing to do this, they should. Now, this is a rural area. It's a rural part of the country. Most people just don't get dressed up when they go in the court, and actually even in the cities, but more so in the rural areas. People will wear overalls and just work clothes and just go in the court like that. So I would venture to say that if there's a lawyer on one side and the lawyer who's also called a prosecutor on another side, they're going to come in with some pretty nice clothes. And then judge also will have pretty nice clothes. Everyone should go in there with good clothes so that you can be on the same level as these people.
And that's a really good point. And that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do, class. And we're supporting the Beninatis. We're not going to let them get run over by the system. Gene Lewis is with us. And when we come back, let's talk about this public servants questionnaire. You're going to love it. You really are.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dean Lewis is with us, class, and you can go to Amazon.com and type in Survival of the Slickest, or Gene, L-O-U-I-S, and you'll find him. Gene, I've got in my hands the Public Servants Questionnaire, and I've put a link on the website to where you can download your copy, class. It's absolutely free. And, you know, the Census Department sent one of their thugs over to the farm, and I guess I didn't provide enough information. They wanted to know how many Mexicans we had here, and I told them I wasn't going to tell them how many Mexicans we had here, nor any other or any other people, like Germans or Indians, or I wasn't going to tell them because I was only going to enumerate the number of people who lived here at the farm on a specific date. That's all I was willing to do, and that's all I'm required to do. Well, they decided to send another person to try to intimidate me, and it didn't work. It did not work. So I went after the Census Bureau to get these people fired for harassing me and putting in their database that I was uncooperative, hostile, and armed. And, you know, well, some of that was true. I mean, I was armed. They showed up at my house uninvited. I keep the gate locked now. But, you know, what do you do when these thugs show up at your house? They don't call and ask for an appointment. They just show up. And a lot of them have guns. So, Gene, you've got this public servants questionnaire. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, okay. This questionnaire, by the way, is not something I designed. There's a lot of people that have put this up on the internet. You can just go into the internet and type public servants questionnaire, and you'll find many, many, many different variations of it. And you should not use it as is, and you should really rewrite it. I don't know if there's any copyright on it, but you should rewrite it anyway. Most importantly, so that you actually understand what it says. Because if you hand it out and you don't understand what it says, it's going to be pretty much useless, because this is something that you could use in court if is necessary. Court is the last resort, but you always have to consider the fact that you might need to use that last resort. And just as if you have a gun on you, that's your last resort. But you're always considering what you'd have to do to maximize your chances of winning on that last resort. So this public servants questionnaire is based on public law, a public law which you can download and you can read it. A public law that says that there should be safeguards provided against the invasion of personal privacy. And it requires federal agencies to allow an individual to determine what records pertaining to him are collected, maintained, used, or disseminated by such agencies. I believe this was violated by the NSA, and they never told us anything about it. And I don't even know if any of the newer laws that have come into existence override this. But it's still there. You can type in public law number 93-579. You could read it. It's on the Cornell Law site. It's all over the place. And as I said, you know, Congress does things every day to change things. But as it stands right now, let's just assume that public servants have to follow this law. And if they don't follow this law, there are penalties, because there's no such thing as anything the government requires you to do without a penalty. Otherwise, they wouldn't require it. So someone comes to you. And by the way, this is would be extremely helpful in a situation if the FBI wanted to question you. I would kind of think that perhaps maybe Martha Stewart would never have gone to jail if she had first asked them to fill this out. And because you want to know exactly what these people are up to and what they can do. So I'm just going to quickly go through some of these. I think you have a copy also, Vince, but there's like 28 questions. There's like 28 questions on here. And I'm going to go through, however, why you would want these answers. So you ask for full legal name. That's the name that's on their birth certificate. That's the only name you want, because if you want to sue them, that's the name you want to sue. And if they ask you, you can tell them that's the purpose. And okay, and you kind of think, well, maybe that's kind of crude. You have to keep in mind they have the power of the nuclear bombs to come after you, and they will. And so, you know, this is no point of being polite. This is a threat. This is an absolute threat. Now, it's not threatening if they're just asking you for some simple information, but if you don't provide it, you don't know what they're going to do. You have no idea. So you need to provide this form of protection. So you ask for their full legal name. You want their residence address. say, wait a minute, you're asking us to give up our home address? Yeah, and by the way, the IRS only gives out numbers now. If you can even get them on the phone, they won't give you any legal names or any addresses. And they might give you a first name that that might be a fake name. And I think that violates this public law, but it's really difficult to challenge that in court. But let's go back to this, because you can use this form, and if they won't fill it out, you can use this as a basis for not cooperating with them. You could say, well, look, you know, they have this intention of throwing me in jail because anything I say can be used against me. Now, if they haven't told you that, you know, the judge could come back and say, well, they haven't told you that anything to be used against you. Say, all right, well, let's have them come here and let's ask them, can anything be used against me? And, of course, they can't say no, and they don't want to say yes. So this form does have some power. So then you're asking them for the name of the department, bureau, or agency who employs them and their address and all that. And you need all this for a possible lawsuit. You're collecting information for a lawsuit. You're not collecting information to pick it in front of their house. You really want to be prepared for a lawsuit. You can give this to any lawyer or do it yourself. And you're asking for the supervisor's name and all his information. And so the first question is, will the public servant, or whoever his name is, will you uphold the Constitution of the United States? Now, this is something he doesn't want to say yes or no, or may not even know how to answer. Yes, I will uphold the Constitution. And now you got him, because the Bill of Rights has all of these protections in it. And if he says no, of course, you know, you could take that in the court and say, you know, this guy's not following. He took an oath and he's not following that oath. So maybe this guy needs to be discharged from his job. OK, we'll go through some of these others quickly. Did the public service servant furnish proof of identity? So you don't only want him to write down. You want to see his driver's license or passport. You don't want to see a card issued by the state, because that could have been made up. You want to see his driver's license or passport. And you say, well, now, wait a minute. You know, that's unfair. When you go, well, in some states, in Missouri, when you go voting, you have to show your driver's license. If a cop stops you, you have to show your driver's license. So why can't they show theirs? So you ask for a proof, and then, of course, if they provide a proof, you can write in the questionnaire that they provided it. What was the nature of proof? You can write that down. Provide a copy of the law or regulation with which authorizes this investigation. Now, of course, they're not going to know. They're going to have to take this to an attorney to fill out. And it's just going to – they're just not going to come back again. Because when they provide the law, now you have a copy of the law. You can download it. You can read the law and see if they are working within the law. If they're not, uh-oh. Okay, will the public servant read aloud the portion of law authorizing the questions he will ask? Are the answers to the questions voluntary or mandatory? And in other words, am I required? Am I required to answer these questions? That should be rewritten. That's. Am I required to answer these questions, or is it something that I'm just voluntarily doing? And of course, if they say it's voluntarily, then you know you'd be crazy to continue along with it. If they say it's mandatory, at that point you want to know again what is the law that's mandating this, and also what is the penalty for not cooperating. And by the way, I've tried that on. I know some people do that more than me, but I was campaigning in a public park in New Jersey, and the police told me that I needed to leave, and I said, I'm not leaving. This is a public park, and so. I asked to see the mayor, and the mayor came up, and he said, you got to do this. And the township lawyer came up, and he said, yeah, I know. You could probably file a lawsuit against us and get an injunction, but you'd have to get that done tomorrow because today's Sunday. So if you want to do that, go ahead and file an injunction, meaning me. I said, well, you know, of course, that's not going to help me stay in the park today. So when the police came and they said, you know, we're going to escort you out of here, I said, well, what if I don't come? And they said, oh, no. We will escort you out of here. And that's it. So, you know. But you can ask them what is the penalty if you don't cooperate? And there, you know, what is the basis of the investigation? Have you consulted question, interview to receive any information from any third party relative? And here's one thing about the census that I found out. If you don't open the door, they will start knocking on the doors of neighbors and start asking questions about you. How often do you see this guy? What kind of car does he have? What do you know about him? And I've had investigators, not from the census, but from other organizations, do that for my neighbors. And I don't cooperate with them. And, you know, they want to ask questions. Well, where's this guy work? Do you know? And such, because, you know, he won't cooperate with them. So they get the information from somebody else. So you want to know, have you consulted, questioned, interviewed, to receive information from any third party and identify these people? So you want that information, and they have to provide it, by the way, or it's not admissible in court. I want to say something. I'm not a lawyer. I'm an investigative reporter, and I'm a consumer advocate. So I'm telling you these things from a consumer point of view, not from a legal point of view. I'm not giving you legal advice. I'm not allowed to do that. You can get that from a lawyer. But I can give you consumer advice. And I don't, as far as I know, there's no laws against trying to help somebody receive some consumer advice. So that's the basis of the public law questionnaire. There's more in that. You can download it.
Yeah, let's talk about a little bit more when we come back. And Gene Lewis, would you recommend that when we get audited by the IRS, we smile and say, "It's so great to meet you." Before we get started, let's fill this out.
That would be really cool.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll let you know what happens. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
God, you're
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Gene Lewis is with us, and you can go to Amazon and type in Gene Lewis, L-O-U-I-S, or Survival of the Slickest, and find out about his book. Gene, what would happen if the Beninatis used this public servant's questionnaire and provided a copy to the judge and to the prosecutor and to the sheriff and to the deputies and to the state police, who all are involved in these actions against the Beninati family?
I think I lost you. Are you still there or did I?
Yeah. Yeah. What would happen if the Beninati family provided this public servant's questionnaire to the sheriff, to the highway patrol, the state police, the prosecutor, you know, and the deputies who are all involved in this action against the Beninati family? Wouldn't that be
actually
great?
A variation of this would be fantastic. This public service questionnaire could be, you could call it an interrogatory. When there's a lawsuit, you're allowed to ask questions of each other, and they call it interrogatories. And you ask these tough questions, and you can use that information in court against them or for you. And I definitely would want to get some information from the prosecutor. But once again, they have a lawyer, and you're really interfering with what he's doing. And one of the problems with this whole thing is that he's going to charge you for every little thing that you ask for. And it's terrible that it has to be that way. And that's why I really like to expose this whole system that makes it so difficult to defend yourself without having to spend tons of money. But I personally would want answers from the prosecutor, maybe not specifically from this questionnaire, but I would initially ask him to supply everything he's got against you, everything, every piece of evidence, every name, everything that he wants to, that he has. And you, so you want to see what that information is, and he has to provide it, by the way. By law, he has to provide it. And if he brings in anything in the court that he has not provided, you can ask the judge to strike it. And, you know, I'm going to have to say something here. We're only on the first item here, and I wrote down six tools, so we're going to have to go into the third hour.
Hey, Gene, we don't have a third hour. We haven't been promoted yet, but I'll tell you what. we can do next Friday if you'd like.
Yeah, so it's probably not going to be easy for me, but, you know, we're in touch. You can get back to me again, and
sure,
we'll do more. But I just thought I'd mention that. I wanted to be a little light here, so.
You've got a few minutes remaining. What would you like to share?
Okay. All right. I just want to say the second aspect of tools that you can use, shine the light. There's tons of stuff available. The second one would be threaten the well-being of the person who's attacking you. Once again, if somebody pulls a gun on you, you're not going to worry about their well-being. You're going to worry about your own. And these representatives have the power of nuclear bombs. I keep saying that because they can go as far as they can just to get rid of you. So you threaten their well-being by threatening their license, their jobs. Of course, you do that with shining the light, but there's other ways of doing it. And I think that's what we would be really good to talk about in the future. How do we threaten the well-being? Maybe we could talk about more of shining the light and then threatening the well-being. And I assume that, you know, we are able to do another interview, that you'll put it up on the website, your website, so that people will know that will be, you know, that I'll be back here and I'll be talking about that subject. Do we have time to talk? All right.
Gene, you know, we threaten the well-being, you know, the livelihoods by just where these people live. What are their cell phone numbers? You know, who they are. Put their pictures on the internet. That's a lot, because these rats don't like the light of day, and they really don't like it when their family feels pressure because dad's picture or mom's picture's on the internet and things that are being exposed about them. And that's the way it seems to work. It really works well. Class, Gene, thank you so much for being with us. Gene
thank
Lewis.
You.
Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.